Thanks for listening and practicing with me, Jill Amison, here at Blue Lotus Yoga. This podcast was inspired by a yoga day I did recently with the wonderful teacher Paul Fox, and it's all about using the inner body to support the outer body. We're going to be moving in a very slow, steady way to ignite the inner fire around the Manipura chakra and evoke the qualities of the warrior: courage, confidence, inner strength, and empowerment. I really hope you enjoy and feel more luminous and vital by the end of the practice. Please let me know how you get along. You can email me at mail@bluelotusyoga.co.uk. You can find me on Facebook, Blue Lotus Yoga with Jill Amison, or do send me a tweet at Yoga Jilly. Thanks again for tuning in, and radiant warrior blessings to you. Namaste. Cultivation, basically. We're going to be beginning to ignite our inner body to support our outer body. And that may not make any much sense right now, but what we're going to be doing tonight is really moving into the pelvic floor and the supportive muscles around that area, from our roots and moving upwards to the third chakra space around the navel center, which we call Manipura chakra. So I'm going to guide you into kind of feeling this area out a little bit first. And then we're going to be really doing a practice tonight that is quite slow and steady, that's going to generate some warmth here to kind of stoke the inner fire a little bit. But it's going to be at a nice steady pace, so nothing too fast and furious. But nevertheless, we'll be definitely, you know, using those, that supportive structure within to then guide us through the rest of the vinyasa practice to follow later on. So we're actually going to start in a comfortable seated position tonight. So any way that you feel most comfortable, whether that's kneeling or sitting cross-legged, we're going to be here for a while, so I would really encourage you to take something underneath your seat, whether that's a block or a blanket, so that you can really easily sit over your sitting bones without any strain or pulling in the hips or the knees. So ideally you want to have your knees slightly lower than your hips, if you can, and then that way you won't feel like you're uncomfortable and it won't distract you from the practices to come. So taking your hands onto your lap and just resting your palms face upwards, and then just closing your eyes and moving inwards. Just taking your awareness inside, and as you begin to move inside, just feeling into your body and allowing the length of your spine to become lovely and long, not particularly trying to straighten out your spine, but just trying to lengthen it out, keeping its natural curvature. So right from your roots, growing all the way up towards the crown of the head, and over your sitting bones, if you can imagine that your pelvic floor, the base of your pelvis, becomes more like, imagine it like a compass. So you've got the northerly point being around the pubic bone, the southerly point being right the back at the tailbone, and then you've got the east and west on either side. So if you can try and sit so that you've got kind of equal buoyancy over all of those four spaces on your compass, so that you're not trying to rock too far back or forwards or to one side, just evening it out. So all of those four spaces are kind of evenly distributed. And then from that foundation, just beginning to draw the sides of the waist slightly back, the sides of the neck move slightly back, the fronts of the shoulders move slightly back and down, and then hopefully you'll find you're in a position where you feel steady and balanced with your sit bones over the center, sorry, with the sit bones under the center point of the ears. And then just bringing awareness to your breath, letting the inhalation help you find some length and space, drawing upwards towards the crown of the head. And the exhalation helping you to empty and release any tension or stagnant energy from your day. So feel free if you've had a super busy day or you're feeling like you've had a very stressful day, if you want to blow the breath out of the mouth a few times, just to have that real sensation of letting go and emptying out, then feel free to do that a couple of times if you like. And as you just begin to settle, just noticing how you're feeling physically and emotionally and energetically. And then bringing awareness just around your navel center. And as you're breathing, just don't try to push the belly out, but just feel that gentle expansion there and then the soft contraction as you're exhaling. And our awareness here takes us into Manipura Chakra. This is where we store our Agni, our digestive fire, that is the energy of transformation. So tonight is really an opportunity to take a dynamic dance of change, giving up anything that you feel is holding you back, letting go of any part of your life that feels a little bit stuck or stagnant, and offering it up into this warmth and fire. And this journey of giving stuff up usually requires a certain amount of courage and empowerment and focus. So the Manipura Chakra then is connected really with these qualities of warrior-like qualities, empowerment and clarity and focus. And so we'll be offering up anything that's no longer serving us into this warmth and fire so that we can emerge feeling a little bit more luminous and vital and warrior-like. And Rumi has a really brilliant quote, and he says, "The time has come to turn your heart into a temple of fire. Your essence is gold hidden in dust. To reveal its splendor, you need to burn in the fire of love." So what Rumi is saying there is that often when we kind of bury ourselves under all kinds of stuff, we need to let things go. We need to let things change and transform and burn up to reveal our true light, our true splendor. So really that's what we're about to do tonight, to offer up anything that's no longer serving us into this digestive fire and begin to transform ourselves into more courageous, empowered, warrior-like beings. So let's keep awareness then into this area at the bottom of the pelvis, this north, south, east and west area. And we're going to begin our practice tonight in a few moments by moving around this area and energetically beginning to kind of heat up the flames of our fire by stoking this very base of our being. But first, let's open our practice tonight with the pranava om, and we're going to do that together three times. So taking a deep breath in. Sitting up nice and tall still with awareness down at the base of your pelvis, and we're going to start at that kind of southerly point, at the area that's just at the back of our pelvis, and we're going to begin to do something called Ashwini Mudra. Excuse me a second, I was just about to choke there for a minute. So Ashwini Mudra, Ashwini means horse, and mudra, of course, means gesture. So we're going to be doing this horse gesture. It's probably not the nicest image to have in your head, but the reason why it's called this is because if you were to stand behind a horse as it was evacuating its bowels, it lifts its tail and you can quite clearly see the anal sphincter muscle contracting and relaxing. And so that's basically what we're about to do for ourselves. Ashwini Mudra is the gentle contraction and relaxation of the anal sphincter muscle. So bringing awareness now to the anal passage, and as you next inhale, just gently begin to lift and squeeze the anal sphincter muscle. Hold it for kind of 1, 2, 3, and then allow it to relax. And then repeating that again a few more times to yourself. So you're squeezing in gently and then letting it soften and relax. And as you do this, continue doing that, just holding it for a couple of seconds, but don't hold your breath and try not to squeeze anything else at the same time. What might want to happen is the vaginal muscles might want to squeeze, urinary sphincter muscles might want to squeeze at the front of the pelvis, the gluteal muscles might want to grip in your bum, or you might want to grit your teeth. But try to avoid that and just keep awareness, your eyes closed, so you can feel it. Practice of Ashwini Mudra. Good. Lovely. And then next time you relax, let those muscles completely relax and soften. And then bring awareness to the front of the pelvis. And we're going to begin to do the same thing again. Contract and relax the muscles that we would use if we wanted to stop peeing mid-flow. Okay? So as you next inhale, just begin to squeeze those muscles in the front of your pelvis. Hold it just for a couple of seconds. And then gently soften and relax them. Good. And then doing that a few more times. And again, try to keep this area isolated so that you're no longer practicing Ashwini Mudra at the same time. You're no longer drawing up through the center or gripping the glutes or anywhere else in the body. Try to have complete awareness here, and that's pretty hard to do. So don't worry if other things are joining in as well, but try your best just to keep it isolated. Great, and next time you exhale, then allowing that area just to soften and release. And then we're going to bring awareness. If we were thinking of our pelvic floor as a compass, as we have done, north, south, east and west, then right where those lines cross in the centre, roughly speaking, is going to be underneath your perineum. And the perineum is in front of the anal passage and behind the genitals. So that area there is what we're going to begin to lift up. I like to think of it a bit like a trampoline, so it kind of draws up in the center. So as you next inhale, just begin to lift up through the perineum, just slightly lifting in and up. And then as you exhale, very gently release there. And continuing to do that, drawing in through the center and holding it for a couple of seconds and then relaxing it. And once again, try to keep it isolated. So the back muscles, the front muscles, nothing else is squeezing as well. And we call this area the Mula. And Mula means root. This is the location of the first chakra, Muladhara. And the practice that we're doing now is called Mula Bandha, the root lock or seal or lift. That's what the Bandha bit means. And this is the practice that is going to begin to ignite this inner body awakening. So we're going to be drawing on this quite a lot as we move through our practice tonight. So as you next draw up through Mula Bandha, so lifting up that root, just begin to take your hands onto the bubbly bits on the front of your pelvis. Feel the bubbly bits with your middle fingers. And as though you were sliding your hands in your pockets, slide your hands down and towards your pubic bone. And about kind of middle finger length in, if you press in there and keep Mula Bandha engaged and then relax Mula Bandha, you might well feel those muscles just completely softening. So try it again a couple of times. lift in through Mula Bandha, and you might feel those lower muscles just beginning to engage as you press your fingers in. And then as you relax Mula Bandha, those muscles, you can feel the gentle softness there in the lower abdomen. So just doing that once more, just connecting to Mula Bandha, that slight drawing in of the lower abdomen. And then as you exhale, let Mula Bandha relax and lower. Good. Well done. Let's gently open the eyes. Take a big in-breath and reach all the way up. And we're going to come into a gentle twist. So let's twist around to the left side, bringing the right hand across towards the left knee. Leanne, you can by all means roll your mat out now. Just beginning to move around to the left-hand side. Try not to lean back so that that center point of your crown is still right over your seat. And then I'd love for you to engage Mula Bandha. And as you do that, notice if you're able to lift up a little bit more from the support of your center. Turning to look over the back shoulder if it's appropriate for your neck. Take an in-breath there. And as you exhale, let's spin back to center. Inhale and bring the arms over and around. And as you exhale, let's twist around to the right side. So trying your best not to lean back. Keep that lovely neutral column of the spine. But then begin to engage Mula Bandha. And see if as you do that, you can begin to lengthen up a little bit more, create a little bit more space from a stable foundation. Lovely, and as you next inhale, let's come back to center and exhale through the center. If you want to change the crisscross of your legs, then do. We're going to take the practice of Kapalabhati. So Kapalabhati is school shining, school cleansing. So the aim here is that we kind of sweep out the body and mind of any stagnant energy. And we do that by a very passive inhalation and a very forceful exhalation down the nose. So I know most of you are familiar with this practice, but just in case you've forgotten what it is or you've not practiced it for a while, I'll just show you what it looks like. Just make sure you can see what happens in my belly. Okay, so I'm taking a little inhalation there and a very forceful exhalation down the nose, and that's like the sniffy out-breath. And it's that action that causes the belly to draw back and that pumping action. Again, massaging the organs, beginning to stoke the inner fire, stimulate the musculature around the belly, and energetically begin to shift, move the energy upwards, okay? So I'm going to talk us into this. I'm going to talk us into one little training round of 12, which we'll do at a bit slower than I just demonstrated. Then we're going to do two further rounds after that of 36, okay? So if you feel that you need to stick at the slower pace, by all means, just stick with that. Most importantly, you get the action in the belly rather than the speed that you do it at, okay? So let's take one hand onto the navel center. Let the other hand face down so we're really grounded onto one knee. And then sitting up nice and tall, let's close the eyes. And as you breathe in, feel your navel just gently expand towards your palm. And as you exhale, feel the navel draw back towards the spine. And as you inhale, another regular breath, breathing in and the belly expanding. And breathing out, the belly gently contracting. This time as you breathe in just halfway and then out of the nose. And again. And keep going. Good. As you next inhale, let's reach the arms up, hold the breath, interlace the first three fingers and lock the chin down onto the chest. So we're like sticking a cork in a bottle with our chin sealing in all of that fiery energy that we've just stoked in our core. As you next exhale, let's burst the arms out to the side and back around. And it's there usually you feel this kind of lightness moving up, but it's a bit subtle, so if you didn't feel anything, no big deal. We're going to do it again, two times more. Quicker this time if you can. Look like you mostly all got it, so speed up the pace a little bit if you can. If you lose it, don't worry about it, just slow the pace down, okay? One hand on the belly if you prefer it there, otherwise both hands on the knees. We'll start with two regular breaths again. So take a regular breath in, belly expanding. Regular breath out, belly softening and relaxing. Another regular breath. Breathing out completely. Breathe in and fill up halfway. And I'll count off 36. Inhale, take the arms up, interlace. In Supana Mudra, chin locks down, hold the breath. And exhale, bursting the arms, open hands onto the knees again. One more round, just like that. Oh dear. Inhaling, breathing in. And a regular breath out. A regular breath in, expanding. And breathing out. Good. Breathing in halfway and Kapalabhati for 36. Inhale, take the arms up, interlace the first three fingers, lock the chin down. And exhaling, bursting the arms open. Great. So now we begin to tap into the core. Let's bring ourselves all the way forward onto hands and knees, everyone. So setting yourself up so that your wrists are just slightly forwards of your shoulders. Fingers are spreading out, the outer edges of your hands level with the outer edges of your shoulders. Walk your knees back so that they're underneath your hips. And then as you inhale, let's press the floor strongly away and round the back like a cat, tucking chin to chest, lifting the lower belly in and up. And as you exhale, lion's breath, tongue out to the chin. Good. Inhale and round. Really strongly press the floor away and exhale. Lion's breath. Good. And three more like that. Good. Inhale and exhale. Good. Last one. Good. As you inhale, come back to neutral, tuck under your toes, and let's press back to downward facing dog. Lovely. If you want to take a little pedal out through your heels, then feel free to do exactly that. If you want to ripple your spine or kind of scoop your elbows a little, give your head a little shake, then be my guest with that. Just easing into your first downward dog, nice and gently. And then finding some stability in your downward facing dog, where you've got equal weight in between the hands and the feet. And then I'd love for you to begin to engage Mula Bandha. So that little center bit of our compass that we were lifting in and up around the perineum, just begin to engage that. And then draw the lower belly slightly back, just like we were just doing really. In that practice of lion's breath. And then see if you can gather a little bit more length. Press your heels and hands into the mat as you press your sit bones up and back. Press your heart forwards towards your fingers. Good. Don't look forwards. Just press your heart that way. Good. Let your head relax. Good. Keep your feet steady now. I'd like you to really feel the connection with Mula Bandha and that drawing in of the lower belly. Good. Floating ribs drawing in, the lower belly drawing in. Beautiful. Take an in-breath and exhale fully. And then slightly rising up onto your tiptoes, and you're going to take little baby steps up towards your toes, up towards your hands even. And then when you get there,
As you inhale, begin to lengthen out. Come hands to shins or hands stay on the floor. And as you exhale, folding in with bent knees or straight legs. Inhale, coming up halfway. Lengthening out, shifting some weight into the balls of the feet. And as you exhale, hinge from the hips and fold out. Inhale and just come up halfway. And exhale and fold out over the legs. Great. As you next inhale, look forwards, take the arms to the sides, draw the shoulders into the back and chin forwards. And inhale, come up all the way up to standing. And bring the hands down in front of the heart. Great. We're going to move to the practice of Uddiyana Bandha, Agnisara, and Nauli. Strictly speaking, these practices are usually better done on an empty stomach first thing in the morning. But if you haven't eaten for a little while, you should be able to kind of tap into the technique. So Uddiyana literally means flying up. So we're back to that thing again of drawing our energy up from our root and kind of spiraling it up towards the higher chakras, towards the crown of the head. So I'm going to demonstrate this for you, just in case, again, you haven't practiced this for a while. And just one thing, just to bear in mind, Uddiyana means flying up. So it actually goes against the natural flow of a moon cycle. So if anybody is menstruating tonight, then probably a good idea to give this a miss and just sit down and do some nice kind of rhythmic yogic breaths instead, okay? So I'll demonstrate this twice. I'll do just a regular Uddiyana Bandha and then Agnisara. And then on the second repetition, I'll attempt to show you a bit of Nauli, okay? So you don't have to lift your tops up. I'm just doing that so you can see what happens. And I'm going to turn side on. So you might want to kind of come in and make sure you can see me from the side so that you can see what happens in my belly, okay? So that was the practice. The first bit, just the vacuuming, is a regular Uddiyana Bandha, and then the pumping action is Agnisara. Okay, and then the next thing hopefully will be now or something similar. Okay. Okay, so that's meant to look, I wasn't quite sure, it wasn't my best, but basically what happens is it feels like a washing machine. It feels like everything's going around like that and then going around like that, okay? What's actually happened is your muscles are just doing that. They're not actually doing that, but it feels like that. It feels like a washing machine, okay? So I'm going to talk you into it. Basically what's going to happen is you're going to take a big in-breath and we're going to do lion's breath, just as we've done. But we keep the knees nice and soft, we take the hands to the knees and we slightly do a cat through the upper back. So we've already done that, so we're used to doing that. Off you go. And you keep going with that until you've got no more sound coming out. So don't be shy, don't let it be a little bit of a... It needs to be a good... Okay, let it all come out, a big whooshing out-breath. And then, because what will happen when you've exhaled, because your diaphragm is kind of this umbrella thing, this umbrella muscle, and when you inhale, it presses down. So that's why kind of everything kind of expands. And then when you're exhaling, it moves up and out of the way. So when we're exhaling, we have to get most of the air out of the lungs in order for the diaphragm to rise up fully and be out of the way so that we can get this kind of... vacuuming in the belly, okay? That's a natural occurrence because when your lungs are empty and your diaphragm's kind of up here, when you finish doing lion's breath, the chin stays down, so we're kind of putting that stopper in, stopping the energy going, whooshing up and out,
And then all we do is move the breastbone forwards. So we go from this kind of roundy upper back to breastbone forwards, but chin stays down, okay? And that's when you get the kind of sucking in, okay? It'll feel like your navel's being press-studded onto your back, all right? So if this is a new practice for you, then it can feel a bit weird because most of us don't go around holding our breath out. We normally hold our breath in, so anytime we're shocked or surprised, you know, startled, we hold our breath in. So if this is a new practice for you and you just have to, you feel like you're gasping for breath and it's beginning to make you feel a bit fearful, then just let it go, come up and have another go, okay? It takes a little bit of getting used to. But I'm going to talk you through round one, okay? We're going to do 3 rounds in total. So it'll give you the opportunity to practice perhaps a regular Uddiyana Bandha first round, Agnisara second round, Nauli third round if you want to head there, okay? Talk you through it. So standing up nice and tall, feet hips distance apart, toes turning forwards. Take a big in-breath, soften the knees and exhale, hands to knees. Begin with lion's breath all the way out, tucking the chin towards the chest, rounding the upper back. Keep going until you've got no more sound coming out, and then leave the chin tucked, and then begin to press your breastbone up towards your chin. Keep the chin tucked though. Good. And then you might feel that engagement. Hold it for as long as feels comfortable. When you want to relax it, relax your tummy muscles first, then take an in-breath and come up to standing, and exhale. Okay? Everybody all right? Okay? Everybody get it? Or? Okay. Okay? Good. All right, we'll do it again, okay? So this time, you hold it for as long as you feel comfortable holding it for. I'm not going to tell you to come on up and out, but you can just practice the next 2 rounds in your own time. I would suggest there was a few people there who didn't let all their breath out. So really do a... and keep going. We've all got a different lung capacity. So we might all be, you know, slightly out of sync. It doesn't matter if you're the only one going. But to get the best effect, it's helpful to do that. And also, you don't need to take your head down between your knees. Okay, there's a few people who went really far forward. So you just need to soften and just kind of round the upper back, all right? Okay, let's have another go then. So in your own time, taking a big breath in, soft knees, exhale, lion's breath, cat upper back, hands to knees. Good. Good. Straighten out your arms as you press your hands on your knees. Good. Lovely. Lovely. Good. Well done. Breastbone upwards towards chin. And when you want to relax, come in and up. Good. Lovely. And then you're going to go do another one straight away. So just beginning to generate that heat there. So when you're ready, going straight in for the third round. And if you want to try Agnisara, you basically hold Uddiyana Bandha. And it's just the pumping action. And if you're wanting to have a little go at Nauli, feel as though you've got a little washing machine in your tummy. It's going round and round. Good. Lovely. And then when you're done, you can come all the way up to standing. Please don't rush. Great, Dawn. That looked good. Thank you, Sarah. Yeah, looked good. Okay. Good. Well done, everybody. No rush if you're still practicing. Good. And coming all the way up and out if you're still heading there in Uddiyana. Good, well done. Let's take an in-breath, take the arms out around and up. And as we exhale, let's hinge out over the legs and come into a forward fold. As you inhale, coming up halfway. And as you exhale, stepping back to the top of a push-up. Lovely. Good. And from the top of your push-up, come down onto your forearms. So your elbows are right underneath your shoulders and your forearms are ahead like train tracks. So we're in a forearm plank now. Good. So having your tailbone lengthening towards your heels. So keep your tail reaching back towards your heels, your heels pressing back towards the scooting board behind you. Good. Lovely. And look forwards.
I want you to feel like you're radiating. If you need to put one knee down, then do. And keep the other leg straight. That's it. Lovely. Good. And press the heart forward. So press into my fingers. That's it. And just keep your head relaxed. Squeeze the tips of your shoulder blades down into your back. Good. And breathe. And begin to tighten up the lower belly a little bit. Good. Lovely. Just one more breath. And as you exhale, then lower your belly down onto the mat and find yourself into a little sphinx position.
Let's tuck under the toes so the forearms don't move. Just tuck under your toes, press your heels to the wall behind you, drag your hips back, but press your belly forwards and let your heart blossom. Good. Take an in-breath there. And as you exhale, let's slide the hands all the way back, lower the chest to the floor, inhaling and pressing up through all fours. And on the exhale, taking it back to downward facing dog.
Lovely. So as you're now in downward dog, having practiced Mula Bandha and Uddiyana Bandha, what I'd love for you to do is find stability between your hands and feet, spread out your fingers, root down in the index and the thumb, let your heels move down into the mat, and then engage Mula Bandha. So drawing up there, do that kind of a half Uddiyana Bandha. So you're pulling back through the lower belly a little bit. And then see if you can find more length. That doesn't mean you collapse your ribs to the floor. It just means lengthening through the spine, keeping the floating ribs drawing in. Good. Lovely. And if I was to look at you from the side, you want to be looking more like a greyhound than a Labrador. So I love that analogy. I went to a workshop with Paul Fox, and I have to say I stole that from him. I thought it was a great analogy, but that's what you want to look like from the side. So have that kind of visual in your head. And everybody is looking very greyhound-like, which is lovely. Take an in-breath there. And as you exhale, let's lower the knees down onto the mat. Rock your hips back. Give your wrists a little shake if you need to, and come all the way back onto your back with your knees bent. So lying down on your back, knees bent. And we're just going to begin to strengthen around the four layers of the abdominal muscles now. So now we've created a bit of support from the foundation. We're going to strengthen and cultivate the core a little. So keeping your ankles right underneath your knees, take your hands behind your head, cross your forearms and hold on to opposite ears. Hold more down on the earlobes, it means your head will get a bit more cradling from your forearms. Let your head relax back into your arms so you're not straining on your neck. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, blow the breath out softly out of the mouth and curl your head and shoulders up off the floor. So on the exhale, you're blowing out and curling up. Inhale and lower down, and exhale and curl up. Good, lovely. And you're going to count yourself another six, just like that. Doesn't matter how high you come up, but do pay attention to your breath. Let the breath lead the way. So you're not cutting the exhalation off, trying to get this over with quickly. Try to let it be a nice, slow, steady, rhythmic breath that lifts you and holds you. Good. Well done. And try to keep everything else soft. So this is why often I quite like to blow out of my mouth, because otherwise I find that I grit my teeth and press my tongue and contort my face in sympathy for my abdominal muscles. So sometimes it's just quite nice to just have that blowing, letting go, softening and releasing. Good. And when you're done, and I hope you're counting because I wasn't, when you're done, you can take your arms by your sides and just release the abdominal muscles by coming up into half bridge. So plant the palms and lift up the back from the floor. So you've got a ski slope from your knees down to your shoulders. Just for a couple of moments, just to open that space that we've just contracted.
And then you can gently lower your spine back onto the mat. And you're going to crisscross your right leg right over the top of your left. And if you can double wrap and hook your right toes behind your left shin, then do. If the double wrapping is out of the question, no big deal, just cross the legs. And we're going to take our arms into eagle arms now. So with your right leg on top, your right arm is going to be underneath your left. And you can either just give yourself a big hug, wiggling your fingers around into your shoulder blades, or double wrap the arms again. So either or, whatever you're better doing. So then you're going to pick up your feet off the floor and stack your knees over your hips, okay? What's going to happen now is we're going to curl the tailbone and the head and shoulders up off the floor together in a moment, but we're going to do it in three breaths, going up and up and up, and then we're going to hold it for three breaths, okay? So don't go up too high on the first one, all right? So take an in-breath, and as you exhale, lift up your tailbone and your head and shoulders a little bit. Inhale, and as you exhale, go up a little bit more, head and shoulders and your tail. Inhale and exhale, come up and squeeze everything into the middle and breathe three full breaths. Inhale for one and exhale. Inhale for two and exhale. Inhale for three and exhale, release all the way down. We're going to repeat it again. Keep the feet off the floor. Keep the feet off the floor, knees over the hips. Good. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, curling up the tailbone and the head and shoulders. Inhale, curl up a little bit more, and exhale. Good. Inhale and exhale, curl in right to the center, and hold it for three, breathing in for one, and exhale. In for two, and exhale. In for three, and exhale, and lower all the way down. Change the crisscross of the arms and legs. Left leg on the top. Left arm underneath for eagle wings. Good. That's it. Lovely. Then pick the foot up off the floor and stack your knees over your hips. Good. So remember the tail is lifting as well, not just the head and shoulders. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, lift up a little bit from either end. Good. Inhale, and as you exhale, a little bit more. Inhale, and as you exhale, a little bit more, right into the center, hug in nice and tight. And exhale. Inhale for two, and exhale. Inhale for three, and exhale and soften. Good. And last time on this side. Taking an in-breath, and as you exhale, head and shoulders and tail come up. Inhale, and as you exhale, a little bit more. Inhale, and as you exhale, all the way up to the top of the steps. Good, and hold it for three. At the end of your next exhalation, gently releasing and softening. Good. Separate your arms and legs. Great. We're not done. We're not done creating the heat down there yet. Let's take the hands onto, like, the fingertips onto the sides of the temples. So your elbows point out like little wings out to the side of your head. And press the upper arms into the mat as much as you can. You're going to then stack your right heel on top of your left knee and spin your right knee away from you. So you've got the top of a number four between your legs. Flex your right ankle so the toes are pointing towards the knees. That's it. Great. Now what's going to happen now, we're going to bring up in a minute the left elbow towards the right knee. Now they don't need to touch, but the right shoulder and elbow needs to stay anchored. It isn't going to come off. So for those of us who are feeling super warrior-like tonight and you want to make it more dynamic, you can bring your left foot off the floor and bring the left heel up to knee height if you want to make it more dynamic, okay? So we're going to do eight of these to each side. So take an in-breath, and as you exhale, lifting up your left shoulder and bringing it across towards your right knee. They don't have to touch. Inhale and come down, and exhale and calming up. That's it, lovely. And counting yourself six more. And if you feel like you want to blow the breath out again, that's absolutely fine to do that. Don't keep taking the foot up and down. Either keep it down or keep it up, but not up and down. That's it, good. Lovely.
just notice as you're facing this challenge, and there's no doubt these abdominal things are challenging, but just notice what else is going on. If there's any gripping in your face, in your brow, or your mind has wandered off somewhere already, bring it back and really pay attention on what's going on. Good. And when you're done with your eight on that side, switch your legs, eight to the other side. Good. Well done. Great. Keep the left elbow down, everybody. That's it. Lovely. Really great. And when you're done with that side, just come up into half bridge again, just to really give yourself a bit of space. Or if half bridge doesn't feel so great and you just naturally want to hug the knees into the chest, that's okay too. Personally, I like half bridge after abdominal things, but if hugging in feels nicer, that's okay. Good. Okay, well done. We've got one more little abdominal thing to do. Actually, two more. I did lie. lowering down. And this time, take your hands underneath your back. And I like to make a little triangle around the sacral area. So you're bringing your tips of your thumbs and the tips of the index fingers and the palms on the floor. So you kind of, your backs of your hands are connected with your sacral area, kind of. And then sit on it. That's it. Extend your legs straight up to the sky. Those of us who have lower back issues, if this pulls at all, please bend your knees. And we can always do this one-legged too if you prefer, and with one foot on the floor and one leg up in the air. Okay, so take an in-breath and flex your ankles back to, so your toes point towards your face. And as you exhale, point your toes and lower your legs about 30 degrees. Good. As you inhale, flex your ankles and bring the legs back up. And as you exhale, point your toes and lower about 40 degrees. Good. Flex the ankles, inhale, come up. And as you exhale, about 50 degrees. So each time you're going a little bit further. Good. Flex, inhale, come up. And as you exhale, take the legs as far down to the floor as you can without touching your heels on the mat. Good. Flex, inhale and come up. And as you exhale, point and lower as far down as you can. Flex, inhale, come up. And exhale, point and last time lower. Good. Flex, inhale, come all the way up and hug the knees into your chest. Good. Give yourself a little rock and roll. Good. Well done. A little massage in the lower back if you need it. And then you're going to stretch your legs out, all the way out along your mat. Backs of the legs are now on the floor. Squeeze your legs, hug them into the midline and flex your ankles so their toes point back to your face. Keep the chin slightly moving towards the chest. And shift your arms forwards, a bit like, was it Frankenstein or what's that? One of the monsters, like monster arms, anyway. Reaching your arms forwards, fingers forwards, arms off the floor. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, curl your head and shoulders up off the floor. Reach your hands towards your toes. So you're looking at your toes. That's it. Great. And if you want to make it more dynamic, really reach with your hands. So your hands are kind of above your thighs. That's it. And if you want to make it more dynamic, lift your legs a couple of inches off the floor. Good. Those of us with lower back issues, we're just going to enjoy our little half boat canoe where we are. If we feel we've got a nice healthy lower back and it's not tugging at all, you can squeeze your knees in and come up into a half boat. So you're on your sitting bones with knees coming in. If you want to hold on to your knees, the backs of your thighs, then do. Good. And if you've got hold of the backs of your thighs, lift up through your heart, engage Mula Bandha a little bit, and lift out the crown of the head. Good. And then reach the hands away. Good. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, whichever position you're in, just let it release and soften. And if you're lying on your back, roll to one side, come all the way up, and let's come all the way up to standing. Great. So from here, let's keep our feet hips distance apart. And then as we inhale, let's take the arms and take the arms around and up, just drawing energy up, just like we did through Mula Bandha. And as we exhale, let's bring the palms down, pressing the energy down back into the earth. So as we inhale, we're bringing the prana up. And as we exhale, it's the descending apana movement that grounds us. Good. So inhaling. Good. And exhaling, bringing the hands down. Lovely. Take the arms up and out, just halfway to shoulder height. Shift your weight onto your left leg, bend the left knee, and let's bring the right leg towards the midline. Take that foot down and let's shift to the other side. Right weight on the right foot, bring the left leg to the midline. Good. And shifting back through center and right leg to the midline, and then you're going to wrap it all the way around. So either hooking the toes onto the back of the left shin or touching down. And then eagle arms, right arm underneath the left for a big hug or double wrapping.
Good.
Keep the supporting leg, the left knee bent. Sink down in your hips a little. Bless you. Sink down in your hips a little, but keep lifting up through Mula Bandha. See if you can maintain that stability from the inside out. A little bit of drawing back through the lower abdomen. Good. Well done, everybody. Take an in-breath there. And as you exhale, let's open the arms out again and shift the right leg all the way behind and across to the left. A bit like the Krishna pose we were doing last week. Let's bring the arms up, hold onto your right wrist with your left hand and lean to the left. Good. Inhale, bursting the arms open. And as you exhale, coming back to Tadasana, hands in Anjali Mudra. And let's do the same on the other side. So soften through the right knee, take the arms out to the side. Left leg wraps over the top. Double wrap or just staying down on the tiptoes, bringing the left arm under for your eagle wings and wrapping them around. Good. Sit down on your perch a little bit. Squeeze the thighs together. Lift through Mula Bandha. Draw the lower abdomen slightly back. Keep the heart buoyant, the gaze soft. Beautiful, everybody. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, let's step the left leg behind and across to the right. Bring the arms up and take hold of your left wrist with your right hand and lean to the right. Good. Take an in-breath, coming all the way up. Coming back to center, hands into the heart. Inhale, reaching the arms all the way up. And as you exhale, soften the knees, interlace the fingers behind your back, and fold out over the legs. As you inhale, burst your arms open and lift up halfway as the hands touch the floor or your shins. And as you exhale, step back to the top of a push-up. Great. Lovely. Top of a push-up, not downward dog. That's it. Lovely, everyone. Lower your knees down onto your mat. You're going to turn your hands in a little bit so that the thumbs and the index fingers are kind of moving towards each other. Don't bring your hands towards you, just turn them in. Lean slightly forward so your shoulders are over your wrists. Draw your tailbone in and draw your floating ribs in. Press your heart forwards and look forwards. Take an in-breath and as you exhale, coming down into half a push-up. Inhale and come up. Don't let your belly hit the floor. And exhale halfway. Inhale, coming up. And exhale. Now look forwards. Don't look back at your knees because you'll collapse in your shoulders. So keep the heart buoyant and count yourself eight more, just like that. Little mini yogi push-ups. See if you can draw your lower belly in and up slightly. Good, and you're all doing great. So you don't want to let your pelvis hit the floor before your chest, basically. Good. Lovely. That's great. But do look slightly forwards. That's it. And when you're done with your counting of your little push-ups, then rock back into Anahata Asana. So knees right underneath the hips. Stretch your hands forwards and let your heart melt towards the earth. Good. Good.
Lovely. And as you're in Anahata, keep your arms nice and straight. So your forearms come off the floor. That's it. Lovely. And roll your upper arms away from each other and squeeze your elbows towards each other. That's it. Great. So you get some space in the back of your shoulders. Lovely. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, let's go all the way forwards onto Sphinx pose. We've been here already once tonight. This time let's do untuck toes. So the toes are pointing towards the back of your mat. Press your pubic bone down. Lift up through the lower abdomen and press your heart forwards. And the shoulder blades just melt down into your back. Great. We're going to bring the right forearm now across in front of the body. So the right elbow still stays where it is. Sorry, I'll mirror image you and that'll be easier. And then we're going to roll over onto our right side. So our elbow is still underneath us. Bring your left leg over the top and bring it halfway up the mat so that your knee is over your ankle. And then you're going to make your right foot razor sharp. So you're on the baby toe side of your right foot. And then you're going to lift your right hip up off the mat and lay your left arm alongside your left hip. Great. As you inhale, sweep the left arm towards the crown of the head. And as you exhale, take it back. Inhale, keep the lower belly drawing in. And exhale, take it back. Inhale, sweep the arm. And exhale, take it back. Good. Lowering that side down, and let's transfer all the way over to the other side. Onto the left elbow. Bring your right foot halfway up your mat. Elbow right underneath the shoulder. The left foot razor sharp. Lift the hips. And then sweep as you inhale with your right arm. And as you exhale, take it back. Inhale, sweep it around like a lighthouse beam across the horizon rather than up and over. Good. And one more. Inhale. And exhale, taking it back. Lovely. Let's lower gently. Coming all the way down onto your belly. Hands slide back alongside the chest. Engage the feet. Inhale and come up into Cobra. And exhale, pressing back into Downward Facing Dog. Remember your Greyhound Downward Dog. Lovely, everyone. As you inhale, let's take the right leg and take it straight up to the sky. And as you exhale, knee to navel and place the foot between the hands. Anchor the back heel down into the floor. So you've got heel-heel alignment here, roughly. As you inhale, let's lift the torso and rise into Virabhadrasana 1. Keeping the back leg razor sharp, drawing the tailbone into the body and getting side body nice and long, taking the upper arm bones back and opening the throat. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, let's come forwards and just like bird's wings, bring the arms underneath the right thigh. Inhale, take the arms out to the side and rise up. And exhale and fold. Gonna do one more like that. Inhale, rising up, and exhale, and fold. Good, lift from your strong center, inhale, and on the exhale, hands come down to the hips. Swivel the feet around the left side of your mat now, so you're in a nice wide angle position. You're gonna swivel the heels in so the toes turn out towards the corners. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, let's sit down into Asvatasana horse stance. So make sure your knees are pointing in the same direction as your toes. Don't want to have your feet too wide here. Draw your tailbone and lengthen it down. And then bring your floating ribs in and sit back in your saddle. So with your pelvis, imagine it like a bowl. You don't want to be tipping it too far forwards, else everything spills out onto the floor. Nor do you be wanting to be tipping it back too forwards and your pubic bone moving forwards. So somewhere in the center. Sit down into your saddle. If you want to sway a little bit from side to side just to feel a bit of release in your hip flexors, then do. Good.
And then just stay there in the middle and engage Mula Bandha. Once again, draw up and lengthen up.
Good. Lovely. Great.
Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, you can release Mula Bandha and turn towards the back of your mat, coming over your left leg into a lunge. Good, and taking the hands down onto the floor. And then as you inhale, take your left leg straight up to the sky in a three-legged downward dog. And as you exhale, bring your left foot down, so you're now in a supported downward dog. As you inhale, let's take the right leg and lift it straight up to the sky. And as you exhale, knee to the navel and then bring the foot alongside the right thumb. Anchor the back heel down. So we're more heel and arch alignment this time. And reach towards the back of your mat with your left hand. As you inhale, coming all the way up to Warrior Two and looking out over your right fingers. As you inhale, straighten out the right leg. And as you exhale, hinge at the hip into Trikonasana. Good. Lovely.
Good. Drawing that left out the hip slightly back.
Fabulous, everybody. Well done. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, transfer back to Trikonasana again. Good. Take an in-breath, coming all the way up. And as you exhale, bend the right knee back to Warrior Two. Take an in-breath here, and as you exhale, let's cartwheel the left hand all the way around and over, coming into a lunge over the right leg, swiveling on the ball of the back foot, and stepping the right foot back into downward facing dog. Good. As you take an in-breath, let's lift the right leg straight back up to the sky. And step it forwards just halfway up your mat. Just halfway up. You're going to swivel onto the baby toe side of the left foot and turn your left toes and your right toes and right knee towards the right. And take your right hand straight up to the sky. So we're in a position very similar to where we were on our forearms. Good, into side, Vashastasana. Good, really make sure that you've got a nice long position here. If you're in too close, if your stance wasn't so long for downward dog, you might feel a bit compact. Really radiate out again through the back heel and the crown of the head. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, bring your right hand down, swivel onto the ball of the left foot, and squeeze your right knee into your navel. Take an in-breath there, and on the exhale, stretch that right leg across to your left, and take your left hand up to the sky as you roll onto the big toe side of your back foot. So a fallen triangle position, good, good. So calf just rolling onto the big toe side of your back foot. That's it, lovely. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, bringing the hand down, downward facing dog, everybody. Good, well done. As you inhale, left leg lifts to the sky. Stepping it through as you exhale, grounding your right heel and finding heel-heel alignment. As you inhale, lifting the torso and the arms to Warrior One. Coming up, feeling empowered, back heel on the floor. Mel, is your your back foot okay? Okay. I wasn't quite sure if you were protecting your ankle or knee. Good. Taking an in-breath. And as you exhale, let's lean forwards from the hips and take the hands underneath the left thigh, like bird's wings. Lovely. Inhale and waving up. And exhale and going forwards. Keep the front knee really deep lunge. Good. Inhale and rise. And exhale, going forwards. As you inhale, come all the way up. And as you exhale, hands to the hips. Spin the feet around again to the long edge of the mat. Bring the heels in and turn the toes out. And find Asvatasana once again, horse stance. Take a little sway. Engage through Mula Bandha and find that inner stability. Good. Make sure your pelvic bowl isn't tipping forward, still the water spilling out onto the floor. Good. Good. Okay, good. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, let's bring our right elbow to right thigh. And sweep your left arm along the horizon in front of you until the left arm comes alongside the left ear. And then let's take it back as we exhale. Shifting weight to the left elbow and bringing right arm across the horizon. Keep the right knee moving back. Good. And then shifting. We're going to do one more to each side. Nice and slow. Stay connected to Muladhara and Mulabandha. Good. Lovely. And then from here, let's turn around over the front foot, coming back into the center of the room. And stepping all the way back, taking the leg all the way back to the sky. Your left leg. Good. And then lowering it down onto the mat. Good. As you inhale, let's take the left leg and lift it straight up to the sky. And as you exhale, stepping it forwards to the top of the mat. Good. Anchor down the back heel, this time heel arch alignment. And reach into the center of the room with your right hand and come all the way up, Vira 2. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, straighten the front leg, Trikonasana. Good. Lovely. So if you're looking at the top arm, reaching straight up. That's it. So you've got one long span, wrist to wrist. Make sure that the front toes and the front knee are kind of all facing in the same direction. Lovely. Take an in-breath there, and as you exhale, lay the top hand on the top hip, look down, bend your left knee, stretch your left hand forwards, and preparing for Ardha Chandrasana, half moon pose when you're ready. Good. Well done. And radiate, draw in through Mula Bandha again. Press through the back heel, lift through the back inner thigh. And extend through the crown of the head like you're stretching your back heel and your head away from each other. Great. Everybody looks fabulous. Take an in-breath. Go back to Trikonasana as you exhale. Take an in-breath. Coming all the way back up. Virabhadrasana 2. Bend the front knee. And as you exhale, cartwheel the right hand all the way over. Coming into a lunge over your left leg. And stepping straight back to downward facing dog. As you inhale, left leg lifts to the sky. And step it halfway up your mat as you exhale. Going to swivel onto the baby toe side of the right foot and turn your both feet and your left knee across to the left, taking the left hand up to the sky in the supported Vashistasana. Once again, radiate, stretch from your center. Good. And then bringing the top hand down. Good.
And squeeze your left knee to your navel and then thread it through underneath you to the right side of your mat. Come on to the big toe side of your right foot and take your right hand up to the sky in a fallen triangle. Beautiful. Take an in-breath and as you exhale, coming all the way down and around, back to downward facing dog. As you inhale, let's rise on the tiptoes and steadily make our way, little baby steps, up to the top of the mat. Inhale and rising all the way up to standing. And exhaling, bringing the hands down into the heart. Getting ready to balance a little bit more. We're going to move from tree pose via Padangasthasana, a version of Padangasthasana, into Shiva's gesture rather than Shiva's pose. So let's keep the hands in front of the heart. And actually, let's just do something else just for fun, just to remind ourselves about Mula Bandha. Let's take our hands onto the heels of the hands onto the pelvic, the front of the pelvis, so you can feel those bobbly bits. And then as though you're putting your hands in your pockets, point your fingers down towards your pubic bone, and then press your kind of fingers in there. And then as you inhale, engage Mula Bandha. And then you might feel that area tight. You might have to move your fingers a bit. It's kind of around about that area that you'll feel it. Can everybody feel that? There's a bit of engagement there. And that's what we want. Okay, that's what we need to support us from the inside out. So let's relax that. Let's bring our hands back to our hearts. And let's shift our weight onto our left foot. So we press down to the left foot through the big toe, baby toe, center of the heel, and squeeze the left kneecap up. Bend your right knee and turn the heel in against the inside of your left ankle. Even if your foot can normally go higher, keep that for the moment. So the toes are on the floor, great. And then you're gonna hug both hips into the midline without squeezing your gluteal muscles. Really make this left leg nice and strong. Find your foundation, tighten up the quad, and then draw your tailbone in and lift up through Mula Bandha. Grow up a little bit taller, let your shoulders relax. Look out at the horizon or something down on the floor that's not moving. Soften your face. And now if you feel you want to slide that foot up, then be my guest, but don't hurry, don't hurry. Try not to press on the knee. And if you want to play around with any version of arms, be my guest, or leave them just nice and steady there, right in the center, and focus on that clarity that we have as a balanced, steady warrior. Great. As you next exhale, bring the hands back down in front of the heart. Bring your right knee in towards your chest and extend your right leg forwards without leaning back. Without leaning back, lift up through Mula Bandha and squeeze and lift. Good. And then lowering that leg, don't touch down, bring the foot onto the back of the left shin. Bend the left knee a little bit. Bring your right hand out to heart height with a stop sign, so your palm facing forwards. And send your left fingers down at about hip height, palm facing forwards. The fingers are pointing down to the earth. And breathe. And this is the Shiva Mudra. So we know that Shiva is sometimes known as the destroyer, the one who kind of burns everything up. So this pose definitely generates a little bit of heat and brings on all those empowering qualities of Manipura Chakra. Confidence, courage, willpower, all right here. With this fearless stop sign and this gesture of mercy with the left hand. Take one more breath there. And as you exhale, bring the hands to the heart and bring the right foot to the mat. Great, we're gonna do exactly the same on the other side. So shifting your weight onto your right leg, big toe, baby toe, center of heel rooting. Quadricep engage, kneecap lifting. Spin the heel in and get steady. Hug everything into the midline. Lift up through Mula Bandha. Find that stabilizing, lifting, drawing up energy, that
kind of support from right from your core. And as and when you want to progress any further in your Vrikasana, then feel free to explore that. But no pressing on the knee. And if your foot is pressing on the inside of the right leg, press your right leg into your foot and your foot into your leg. So everything is still hugging the midline. Again, just helps to keep you stable. And any variation with your branches, feel free to explore the space. Of your next exhale, bring the hands down in front of the heart. Bend the right knee a little bit and hook your left foot around the back of your right shin. Bring your left hand out to a stop sign at heart height and your right fingers point down to the floor at about hip height. Palms facing forwards. And breathe. Again, steady in your core, connected to Mula Bandha. Evoking the qualities of inner strength, confidence, courage, willpower, but softness in the face, softness in the shoulders. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, bring the hands back to center, standing steady. Good, well done. Let's release and lower the hands down. Let's bring the hands up and around. And we're going to, actually, before we do that, let's bring our hands forward. We're not a very good instruction, sorry. Interlacing your fingers together in front of you. And you can keep the thumbs together or stack one thumb over the top. Soften your elbows, don't need to be rigid there. With your little finger, tuck it inside so you've got a flat surface. Okay, good. And take your hands back behind your head. Heels of the hands together, put the palms on squeezing. And then squeeze your elbows towards each other. And do that a couple of times and feel what happens in your shoulders when you squeeze. Okay? Does everybody feel, maybe I should ask you, instead of telling you what you might feel. Anybody want to share anything? Are the shoulders going up or down when you squeeze?
Down.
Yes, brilliant. Okay, good. So that's what you should be feeling. As you squeeze in, your shoulders are moving down into your back. This is the action you need for headstand. And that's where we're about to go. But we're about to play with it, okay? So it's not, we're gonna do a couple of different versions of it, so there'll be something for everybody. So you can relax your hands down. Let's take dolphin pose first. We'll explore that, and those who wanna go on and play a little bit more, we can. Let's come down onto all fours. Coming down onto forearms, and you can just bring your palms together or interlace your hands in the same way we've just done, either or, and whatever version is good for you, it doesn't matter really. I like to do the headstand kind of option because I think it's good training for the arms. Make sure your elbows are just about shoulder width apart, so it might be beneficial just to start by taking opposite hands across towards your arm, your elbows, and then taking the arms forwards without shifting the elbows, making that little hand movement. Walk your knees back so they're not underneath your hips, so you're not square like a table. And then move the shoulders into your back. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, go forwards. As you inhale, draw back. Now, it's not just a rocking action. As you draw back, really engage the lower abdominal area. Mula Bandha, that kind of half Uddiyana Bandha. Keep it drawing in. And those of you who want a little bit more challenge, you can come into almost like a downward dog variation where you lift your knees off the floor. And obviously the further you go forwards, the more the arms and shoulders have to work. So I'd love for you just to count about 8 of those. And when you're done with your 8, you can just relax down in child's pose so that I know you're done. Arms and shoulders
shoulders that break. Wanting a rest.
We've done quite a lot of intensive work tonight. So if you're kind of over it all and your core muscles are just had enough, especially if you were here on Monday night as well, please,
glutton for punishment.
If you want to stay here in child's pose or do anything else that's a little bit more restorative, then you're welcome to do that. If you're on your moon cycle as well, not great to be going upside down in inversions. So please, you know, choose a gentle twist or come into onto your back and do kind of happy baby pose or anything else that might make you feel a bit more at home. If you would like to come up to play with a little bit of headstand work, then you can just roll yourself up now and I'll show you where we're heading with this, okay? So basically, we're not going to come up into the full thing tonight, really, but what I would like you to try and find is the engagement through Mula Bandha and this drawing back of the lower abdomen so that you begin to find the fulcrum point, that where your feet might want to float off the floor, okay? So I'll show you and then we'll have a play. So I always do this. I always end up with my little Ganesh either hitting me in my teeth or going up my nose, one of the two. I'm just going to tuck that out of the way. There we go. Okay, so we're going to come forwards, do exactly what we've just done. And I keep my heels of my hands together and I've got that kind of little finger tucked under so I've got a flat surface. And then I'm going to take my head down onto the mat. And the bit of your head that goes down is roughly the sweet spot. So if you put your heels of your hands around the eyebrow centre and then wherever your middle finger touches, that's roughly the spot that's going to be on the floor, okay? But your head literally just kisses the floor. So you're going to bring your hands forward, bring the head down, tuck under your toes, and press down and walk in. And there'll be a point where you keep squeezing your arms and you lower. Okay?
So the action that we were doing that, that's what I was doing there. I was squeezing my arms in so my shoulders move down into my back and that enables you to lengthen out. Because even though it's called headstand, the weight isn't on your head. You're literally just kind of touching softly the top of your head to the floor. So not everything, if you don't do that, the tendency is that that happens. And that's not nice on the neck, okay? So let's give it a go. Even if the feet don't come off the floor tonight, what I don't want to see is little hops, bunny hops, donkey kicks. Just let's work with the core strength tonight, okay? So let's bring ourselves forwards. And then after we've done this, we've got a fun thing to do. So, but this is fun, right? This is all right. Okay. But a kind of a silly fun thing after this. Okay, so forearms are down. Make sure you've measured off. And then keep the elbows there, interlace the fingers, tuck under the little finger. Doesn't matter if you cross your thumbs or they stay side by side. Keep the heels of the hands together and then bring that sweet spot down. And so the back of your head is in front of the heels of your hands. Good. And then tuck under your toes so you're in the downward dog kind of variation first. And then squeeze your elbows in. Squeeze your elbows in. You don't want to let your shoulders come forwards. Thank you.
And again, I have to confess that I stole this from my workshop with Paul Fox. And I have to kind of give him credit, actually, for inspiring me to do a class about the core because, you know, it was a good reminder for me to think about inner stability. So this is definitely from him. You're going to roll up your mat. Make a little sausage with your mat, a tight, tight sausage, as much as you can. And then lay it down on the floor. And we're going to do another balancing option before we come down onto the mat. So rolling up your mat nice and tight. And then when you've got it nice and tight, you're going to stand on it. So the balls of your feet are on your mat and your heels are on the floor. So straight away, there's an element of balance involved in that. Yeah, and if your arms, you know, you need to use the arms, that's okay. Okay. Good. Okay, so your heels are on the floor, the balls of your feet onto your mat. Take your hand. Yeah, you know, fat mats are better. Fat mats are better for this, for the next thing to come. Unless you've got really little tiny feet. And then it's a bit of hard work. But I thought I've normally used a thick black mat, and they are normally a bit more supportive. Anyways, regardless of what kind of mat we've got, this is about to become our surfboard, okay? So we're going to take our hands onto our hips, and we're going to stand onto the top with the balls of your feet, okay? And you're just going to balance there for a minute. And I've got a tune. So, you ready? Okay. Right, so, from here, hands onto the hips. And you're going to turn one foot out, doesn't matter which. Take your arms out to the side. And down you go. Use the little bander. A lot harder than it looks, right? Engage. Yay, there's some people really going for the wave. Brilliant. And if you get your toes wet, don't worry. Good. And then if you can come back up, and then turn your toes the other way. And down you go again. Good. What do you find, Karen? People doing all kinds of gymnastics on their surfboards. Well done. Good. And then, just going back to the other side, just very briefly. And I'd like you to go down and come straight back up. That's it. And turning around and going down. And straight back up. Good. And coming back to centre. Stepping off your surfboard, diving into the water, so good. And you can roll out your mat. Good. See, that was a silly fun thing. But it's a fun thing to do. And it gets the point across, really, which is important. Let's slow things right down. After the excitement of surfing, let's lie down. If you want an extra layer on, then be my guest to throw on a sweater or a pair of socks. Come down onto your back. And let's just take a little gentle twist first. So bending your knees. And take your arms back behind you and hold on to opposite wrists, forearms or elbows. And just dropping your knees out to the left side. And just taking a couple of nice, full, rich breaths into your right side. Close your eyes. Just breathe gently.
just slightly drawing in the lower belly, and as you inhale, bring the knees back up to center. And as you exhale, take your knees out to the right side. Keep the shoulders anchored, the face soft, beginning to part the lips and the teeth. Let the eyes roll back. Inhale, draw in the lower belly for the last time to support the knees coming back to center. And let your arms unfold and rest both hands onto Manipura Chakra, onto your navel center. The fingers don't have to touch or palms don't have to be stacked. So it's okay to just let your elbows rest on the floor. Keep your knees bent, but just step your feet out as wide as your mat, and then drop the insides of the knees together. Keep the eyes closed, the face relaxed. And right here in Manipura Chakra, just begin to visualize a beautiful flower. The heart of the flower is a lovely soft pale yellow, and it's surrounded by 10 fiery red petals. Feel the warmth radiating from the petals, charging you with renewed vital energy. And with each exhalation now, begin to repeat the Bija mantra for Manipura. Ram. 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 That vibration beginning to awaken the qualities and awareness within the navel chakra. Whenever you need empowering, whenever you need more confidence and stability, know that you can reconnect with your warrior-like self. Connect to your fire, just with that soft sound of Ram. Time has come to turn your heart into a temple of fire. Your essence is gold hidden in dust. To reveal its splendor, you need to burn in the fire of love. Keep your awareness in your physical body. Just begin to notice how you feel right now. If there's been an element of giving up and offering into the fire, if you feel a little bit lighter after giving up all that stagnant energy and anything that was stuck, notice if you feel a little bit more clear and focused, steady, easeful from the outside, from the inside out. Taking note of any feelings that arise and float to the surface, any emotions.
And then beginning to move your fingers and toes, gently stretching through the arms and legs, rolling the head a little from side to side. Feel free to stretch or yawn, move in any way that feels good for you. Bending your knees, if they're not bent already, rolling off to one side, bringing yourself around and up, bringing the hands into Anjali Mudra in front of the heart. Let's bow forwards, sealing our practice, taking a moment of reflection and gratitude. Bless you. Namaste. Namaste. Thank you, everybody.